It's time for Rhema for Today.
But you see, unworthily is the attitude, the manner in which you partake of the Lord's Supper. For he goes on to say, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. Now this is talking about the church. And many sleep. Now I think, you know, there's a number of reasons, not any one, but I think this is one reason that I was able to help the congregations I pastored. Over a 12-year period, we never did bury one church member.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You see, we've tried to make the altar a confessional. And there's no ground for it whatsoever. None whatsoever. Now, what is it that the sinner must confess? Well, now, what did the Bible say? Notice what it said. We just got through reading it a while ago in Romans 10 chapter 9 verse, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, now what? The Lord Jesus. I like the marginal reading. The King James said, Jesus is Lord. That means you confess him as your Lord. And that's what that young man was saying to that parole board. Jesus is my Lord now. Hallelujah. Not Satan anymore. I've changed lords. Satan is not my master, my Lord. Jesus is. And I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I remember I was preaching at a certain place years ago. And one of the fellows of the church said, Brother Hagin, I believe you could help so-and-so and mention the man's name. I said, well, I know I can. Now, not that I know so much myself, but I knew the Word of God would help him. And the Word of God will help anybody if they'll listen to it. Well, he said this man had been coming. You see, the men of this church would come by the church and pray on their way to work from 5:30 to 6:30 every morning. And this sinner man had been coming with them for 6 months, 5 days a week of praying, and still wasn't saved. Now you think about that. Well, when I was introduced to the man, he was in the service of mine, had his Bible there. I just had him to turn to this chapter, Romans 9:10. Said, stand up and confess that you're saved. He said, I'm not saved yet. I said, no, you're not. Read that verse again. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You're not saved till you confess you're saved. You know what he told me later? He said, I said, now read that again. Read it out loud. Romans 9:10. And then do it. Believe it. What does it say? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is, that he's right with God because of what Jesus did. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Now, he told me afterwards, because he's gloriously saved, then filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, you know, coming here and praying all these 6 months, God knows I prayed and repented and repented and cried. And see, nobody told me what to believe. He said, they would say, well, just believe. I said, what do you mean, just believe? Believe what? Well, I said, believe in God. Well, he said, I believe in God all my life. He's a sinner, but he believed in God all his life. He believed there is a God. Well, just keep on believing. Well, he said, believe what? But he said, you see, you just took me to the Word and showed me what to believe. Now, what does those scriptures say you're to believe? Believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Doesn't it? I said, doesn't it?
Yes.
Thank God, in connection with believing that God raised Jesus from the dead. See, believe that he died for your sins. See, that's in connection with it. And that he was raised from the dead for your justification, that you might be set right with God. See? For with the heart man believeth unto what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. Now that word means right standing with God. You have right standing with God because of what Jesus did. Now that's what you believe. then what do you say? What do you confess? Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. With the mouth, confession made unto salvation, I am now saved. Now, the third kind of confession is the believer's confession of his sin when he has sinned and when he's out of fellowship. 1 John 1:9 says, if we walk, or 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship. Fellowship, one with another, and the blood of his son Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if we confess our sins, the 9th verse said, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this third kind of confession then is the believer's confession of his sin when he's out of fellowship. Now, that broken fellowship, here's something that needs to be taught in the churches. You see, we who are on the field in ministry are only dealing oftentimes with one side of the subject. There's another side to the coin. You see, when it comes to divine healing, we're endeavoring to move people to a place of faith to believe God now and to be healed. But the Word of God teaches, if we look at it from the standpoint of the Christian, that sometimes sinning on the part of the Christian or broken fellowship will cause sickness in your life. Are you listening? Remember there in James, the 5th chapter? You know, we're all familiar to prove healing. God wants to heal us with James 5:14-15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anoint all in the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith to save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. But now let's go on reading. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now here, you see, he said, and if, is any sick among you, among whom? The church. Let him call to the elders of the church. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. In the name of the Lord, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now what he's saying is that it may be, not necessarily so, don't try to drag up something. Don't let the devil condemn you if you don't know of anything. But if there is something you need to straighten up, well, straighten it up, praise God. Then the prayer of faith will work for you. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Amen. Now then, on the other hand, look in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Look into the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Here's something that's very important. See, here Paul's writing to the church. He's talking to the church. And he begins here by saying concerning the Lord's Supper, you know, that he received of the Lord the same night and he's betrayed, you know, how that he took bread and blessed it and so on. He talks about the Lord's Supper, the institution of the Lord's Supper. Now notice that he makes some statements like this, you see, about eating and drinking unworthily. Now the word's not unworthy. You see, the blood of Jesus Christ made you worthy. But you see, unworthily is the attitude, the manner in which you partake of the Lord's Supper. For he goes on to say, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. Now this is talking about the church. And many sleep. Now I think, you know, there's a number of reasons, not any one, but I think this is one reason that I was able to help the congregations I pastored. Over a 12-year period, we never did bury one church member. It was our custom, see, because the Bible, if you'll read this section of Scripture, Paul doesn't say how often for them to take the Lord's Supper. He said, for as often as you do it. He didn't say how often to do it, did he? He said, as often as you do it, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Now, it was our custom, the churches I pastored, and we did that among the Baptists, and after I came among the Pentecostals, followed the same custom. Once a month, we took communion. But I never Even out on the field in field ministry, sometimes pastors would want you to preach, you know, on Sunday morning for them. And I'd learned that this is Communion Sunday. I always preached on the communion every single time of the Lord's Supper, every time. Never pushed it off in the corner. I preached on that subject. Every single time. My, if you get into it, it's amazing how many sermons you can preach. After all, I'd be only 12 a year. Amen. But it's amazing. I can get more than any 12 sermons out of here. Out of that little section of scripture right there. A whole lot more than 12 sermons or Bible lessons out of it. But you see, by holding that kind of... See, a lot of people take the Lord's Supper all right, but they don't do any teaching or preaching much on it. Or if it is, it's very elementary. But now notice what Paul said. See, you can preach divine healing in the Lord's Supper. You can preach on the subject of sickness. He tells you exactly why there's sickness in the church. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, among whom? The church, and many sleep. Now, did you ever stop to think about it? You read the New Testament, haven't you? I've read the New Testament 350 times, portions of it more than that. As far as I'm able to ascertain, this is the only cause that the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, I like to say the Holy Ghost is speaking through the Apostle Paul. This is the only cause that the Holy Ghost ever gives, I'm talking about the church now, for sickness being in the church.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
Denise, we have an exciting weekend coming up. Rhema Fall College Weekend. You know, maybe you're out there and you're saying, man, God has called me to ministry. Or maybe you just say, you know, I want to learn more about the Bible.
Yes.
You know, Fall College Weekend is a great time to come. You can come attend class. You can take a tour of the campus. We have a worship night. We have just a fun time. We have a job and housing info for you there. And then you can also be there Sunday morning with us as we minister. That's coming up October the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the campus of Rhema Bible Training College. If you want more information about that, you can go to rbtc.org. You know, we do have the best Bible school in the nation. And there's many things that are happening. In fact, the students, I mean, we just started, you know, this coming year. And the students, I believe, are more excited this year than they have been in many, many years.
Many, many years.
So,
it's amazing.
So it's so awesome.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.